Last year I was in Los Angeles for a Shabbos and I was staying at a person's house who was a tremendous Ben Torah, not someone in Chinuch or Rabbanus. And, you know, when I went to sleep on Friday night, he was learning. I woke up Shabbos morning, he was learning. I came home from shul, he was learning, you know, this kind of fellow. And after Shabbos, on Sunday morning, before I left the house, he handed me a note. And in the note, it said that he was very disturbed by something that I had said in my drasha the previous day at the Link Kollel. So I assumed that it was because I said something offensive or made an off-color joke, both of which were entirely possible, but that is not what bothered him. Apparently, I was talking about Hashem, and I referred to Hashem repeatedly as God in English, G-O-D. And he said that that offended his sensibilities, and he was not sure if one is permitted to say the name God in English. He wasn't sure if that's he thought that that might be a problem. So where does that come from? So he did provide me with a maramakom. The Chayei Adam and Klal Hei writes, V'yirav yizdazu evarav b'shar shemaskir Hashem, that when a person mentions the Shem Hashem, he should be seized with fear. And v'lo shem ha-miyuchad bilvad, ela kol ha-shem al-shenim m'chakim ha-miyuchad l'shma gadol baruch hu, not only the Shem ha-miyuchad, anything you're not allowed to erase, any of the Shemos you're not allowed to erase. And then he says, va'afilu b'chol lashon aser, even in any other language, even if you're going to say the name of Hashem in some other language, even that's aser. And he quotes Chasam Mishpatzim Chav Zayin, ha-mekalel b'shem shekorna nachron HaKadosh Baruch Hu loka, that if someone is mekalel using the shame of that the nachrim call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, presumably meaning other languages, he gets malchus. Aye, what about the Shach in Yardea, Kufay and Tesef Kut and Yer Aleph that says that Beloshon Chol, you're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem? He says, yeah, that's as far as Mechika is concerned. But as far as actually saying it, you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem even in other languages. So that's a lot that the Chayei Adam just told us. And a person has to be careful to say Shem Hashem with proper seriousness, that it applies even to Shemos in other languages. He even goes on, I skipped the part where he tells us some frightening story of a guy who died, and they asked him, did you keep Kol HaTorah Kula? And he said, yes. And did you learn Torah Yom HaVelayla? Yes. And were you careful about Shem Hashem? He couldn't say anything. And it turned out that he didn't have proper kavana every time he said Shem Hashem in Shmoneh Esrei, and the end was not a happy ending for that fellow up in Shemayim. And so he says how careful we have to be. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that cursing someone with a Shem Hashem used by Goyim carries the penalty of Malchus. Good, so this is what the presentation of the Chayei Adam, and he does not present another side. My brother, the Rosh Kollel in Palo Alto, is coming out with a new Sefer soon, Be'ezus Hashem, and he sent me an advanced copy on email last night. And he presents the other side. He presents both sides. It's a commentary on the Chayei Adam's Klalei Brachos. So in the forthcoming Sefer, Talamdeni Chukecha, he writes as follows. The issue is a shame bela'az the same as a kinoi, or is it the same as a real Shem Hashem? That's fundamentally what it breaks down to. When you say a Shem Hashem in another language, what halachic status does it have? And there are major halachic implications. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin that you're chayiv for being mekalel chavero b'shem, even bela'az, and the Chayei Adam assumes, oh, so therefore you see that a shem bela'az is the same as a real Shem Hashem, and therefore you're not allowed to say it levatala. The Shach, who's mekel, is only a mekel when it comes to erasing, but fundamentally we would assume that it has the status of real Shem Hashem. The Chayei Adam, called Pei Tesif Tes, actually says he doesn't really like that Shach either. He thinks you shouldn't even be allowed to erase it either. But the Lemaisa, we paskin like that Shach, Mishburu quotes in Sharatzi and Sim Shin Lamadal Tzivkat and Chav Zayin, that we assume like that Shach, but you see the Chayei Adam Lashitaso, meaning he says, no, this is a real shame, and therefore you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to just say it. Clearly the Chayei Adam holds shame belaz is a shame gomor with regard to everything, with the possible exception of mechika, if you assume like that Shach. So somebody who hears another person be masker shame levatala belaz chayv lenadosa, meaning that's it has all the severity. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Meiser and Achiezer, Chela Gimel Simon Lamed Beis, rejects the raya from Mekalel, since you're even chayiv for being Mekalel b'kinuyim. So he says the fact that you're Mekalel, that you'd be chayiv with the Shem Belaz, doesn't tell me anything about the fundamental nature of Shem Belaz, and therefore, in Shuvas Rav Kivager, Simon Chafei, he's Medayik from the Rambam, that for a Shavua and for Losisa, even a kinoy counts, but as far as Mechika is concerned, a kinoy would not count as a real shame, and would be permissible, and he proves from the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shavuos that there's no iser to be maskir shem bekinuyim, and therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's no iser bela'az either, to be maskir shem Hashem bela'az either. So the equation between kinuyim and la'az is something that Rabbi Chaim Eiser and Rabbi Akiva Eiger seem to assume, that to say with a shem Hashem in English is not the same as a real shem Hashem, it's the same as a kinuy of the shem Hashem, and it seems that way from the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, says that in the context of Mekalel, Shashemul Shekorim Agoyim LaKadosh Baruch Hu Harehem Kikol HaKinuyim, that it has the status of any other kinuyim, and in fact Shuvus Beis Yitzchak or Chaim Simin Yud also permits saying the shem Hashem Bela'az. My brother points out in the Sefer that the basis for this machlokas may be fundamentally about how we understand Bracha Levatala, how serious of an iser Bracha Levatala is. Definitely Asr Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's Asr Daraisa or Asr Midrabanan. Chai Adam happens to paskin Bracha Levatala is only an iser Drabanan, which would mean that Haskaras Shem Hashem is worse than a Bracha Levatala, and it would therefore follow that if Shem Bela'az works in the context of a Bracha, meaning you could be Yotzei a Bracha by saying the Bracha in English, then it should be Asr to say it outside the context of a bracha. Then it should have a din of a shame outside the context of a bracha and would be a more serious iser. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds Bracha Levatala is Asr Midaraisa, and in fact, it might be worse to say a Bracha Levatala than to just say a Shem Hashem outside the context of a bracha. So apparently, Bracha Levatala is more than just saying the shame of Hashem. It's not just about the shame of Hashem, it's about the entire context of the bracha. And it would therefore follow that just because Shem Hashem Belaz works in the context of a bracha doesn't mean that it's necessarily a full Shem Hashem outside the context of a bracha. So la halacha, as it turns out, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as well as Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Ayin, prove from the Rambam that there's no Isra Askar Hashem Shemayim Levatala with Kinuyim, and therefore Rabbi Akiva Eiger says not with Belaz either. So it's mutter to say God in English, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Chaim Eiser also agrees and believes that this is the Shita of the Nemukei Yosef as well. Nevertheless, Chayei Adam is Machmir, and there's support in Rabbeinu Yeruchim that for the Chayei Adam as well. Chayei Adam references that, so that's the Shita of the Chayei Adam. Now, a lot of this discussion made this assumption that you're allowed to say a bracha in English, and your Yod say the bracha if you say it in English. That is also a major discussion in Poskim, maybe not to get into too deeply now, but just to mention that the Marsham in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Hei quotes a Pesachei Tshuva in Yardea Shin Chav Ches in the name of the Pnei Yeshua and Bracha Staf Yud Beis, that if somebody's unsure whether they said a bracha, the simple way to get around the problem is to say the bracha in English, and that way it won't be a violation of L'sisa, but yet still will be a fulfillment of reciting the bracha. The Chavetz Das in Yardea Simen Kuf Yud in Dinei Svek Sveika and Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Machmir do not allow a bracha in English b'makom safek. The more natural way the Prima Gadim suggests in the Pesicha Tilchus Brachos is to be Maharher the Bracha, but not to say the Bracha in English. There's also some discussion about erasing and throwing away a Shem Hashem in other languages. The Shach allows, as we mentioned before, erasing Hashem's name in other languages, and the Achiezer agrees against the Chayei Adam, but the Achiezer in Os Gimel still says even though you're allowed to erase Shem Hashem in other languages, it shouldn't be Mutal Biashpa. You can't leave it Bibizayon, even in other languages. So apparently, Mechika is not as bad as the Bizayon of being Mutal Ba'ashba. And that explains that Gram Mechika is Mutter, but Hatala Liashba, Liachrasman, where it's only going to be a Gram, is going to be Aser. The Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz in Urm Vitum, Sim Chav Zayin, gives a Tochacha Gedola to those who write the Shem Belaz and throw it in the garbage. As far as writing letters, Rav Shechter has in Mipnine Arav and page Resh Mem Tes, regarding Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim used to not write Beis Hei on the top of his letters, because that's really a different issue, because he thought that the Takana of Boaz, to be Shlom Chaveru B'Shem, no longer applies. It was only then, it's no longer something that still applies, but he would write in the context of the letter, Beritzos Hashem, or something like that. He would write the Hei in the context of the letter. So Rav Shechter writes over there that one of the Talmidim pointed out to Rav Soloveitchik that the Ragachever held based on the sheet of the Rambam in Yisrael HaTorah Perek Vav Halacha Dalid is an unusual give and take between the Rambam and the Ravid, where the Rambam says something and then the Ravid says, no way! And then he says the exact same words that the Rambam says, so it's difficult to understand what in the world they're arguing about. So the Ragachever held that not only is a shame of Yud and then Hey going to be a shame Hashem that can't be erased, but even just a Hey alone is a shame Hashem that cannot be erased. So that's why the Ragachever wouldn't even write the Hey on his letters. Remember, Shachter once told us he doesn't understand. Some, all of the Ragachever's letters were full of Divrei Torah, right? So, anyway, who's throwing them in the garbage? But maybe just Mar Makomos, right? Probably just Mar Makomos, not so full of actual Divrei Torah. So, Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Alef Simdal, just a last thing, holds that we only allow Gram Mechika when it's low Efshar in any other way. He has a long discussion in the context of the fellow who had to be quarantined, and anything that was going to go into quarantine with him was going to have to be burnt, whether he was allowed to bring his tefillin with him into the quarantine, knowing that they're going to have to destroy it later. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva to Rav Gifter on that topic. But again, that's for a different time. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you.